is subdivision 2006-27, O.A. Newton, as a preliminary.
This application was deferred August 23rd of this year. Denrec has issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site is suitable for a community septic system, and Delbot has issued a letter of no objection for the entrance location.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-27 for O.A. Newton, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The project complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code. It is zoned AR1 and meets the purposes and requirements of that district. The project is in close proximity to the town of Bridgeville, so the residents will be able to utilize amenities available in that town. The town has no objection to the project. The development design in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. Proposed cluster design is superior to our standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve open areas and increase buffers. The lots are adjacent to open space. There are also natural walking paths promoting interconnectivity within the project. The items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance has been favorably addressed. The applicant has proposed 131 lots within the project is a permissible density with AR1 subdivision on the land. The project will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The lots will be served by central water and sewer in accordance with federal, state, and county requirements. The project will create opportunities for people on the western side of the county to purchase more affordable homes. This preliminary approval is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 131 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, open space, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The system will be operated using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. All entrances, intersections, roadbed improvements, and multimodal facilities required by Delbot shall be completed by the applicant as required by Delbot. Street lighting shall be provided in the project. The subdivision will be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and conformity with all Denrec regulations. The subdivision shall be served by public regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. A school bus shelter with parking for at least 8 vehicles shall be provided on the final site plan. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the school bus area shall be shown on the final site plan. The developer shall construct at least 2 tot lots in the project, and if all the areas set aside on the preliminary plan for wastewater disposal is not needed, the remaining area shall be used for active play areas such as ball fields. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. All agricultural buffers shall be provided as stated by the applicant and shall be at least 50 foot wide. A landscape plan for the buffers signed by a licensed Delaware landscape architect shall be included with the final site plan. Lots 1 through 5 and 103 through 107 shall be moved further from Route 404 to allow greater landscape buffer between the road and the lot lines. Walking paths must be included throughout the entire project, not just the northern portion, as was shown on the preliminary plan. Open space shall be inserted between lots 125 through 131 and lots 120 through 124. The final site plan shall reflect from the applicant and homeowner association shall grant access to Sussex County to inspect monitoring wells on the site to inspect the adjacent property owned by the county. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Starting with number L, with moving those lots further from the Route 404, should we designate a minimum requirement for setback, such as 50 feet perhaps as a minimum? Because a part of our discussion in the public hearing was the road noise that's generated on 404. And so perhaps being a little more specific in terms of our area is one of my concerns. Second concern is related to sidewalks. Where this is a cluster development, and where the commission's has, two and a half years I've been here, has required sidewalks as part of a cluster development, and given the small size of these lots and how they're packed in there, I think the sidewalks would provide for safer pedestrian travel, as well as create more of a community concept within that. So I think given those two issues, I'd certainly would be more favorably inclined with this project.
If I may, was it not a concern of the developer that too many amenities, or I don't consider a sidewalk an amenity, but they were trying to keep costs down? Was that a reason given against those sidewalks?
That was a reason given, Mike. With that in mind, that said, Mr. Smith, I think given the nature of this project and the location, lends itself all the more to the creation of a community concept through the use of sidewalks, as well as a number of homes that are being proposed to be built here. So from a cost standpoint, I don't know that would greatly increase the overall cost of the project, and I suspect that some of the costs of the baseline costs involved in this project, given especially how long this property has been owned by the developer, the cost per acre probably is minuscule compared to those that are proposed to us today. Seeing as how this property has been owned for decades.
Mr. Johnson, I wasn't at the public hearing, but with respect to your first comment, were there suggestions offered by the developer as to how far back those lots could be moved? And the reason I'm asking, if you establish a minimum, you sort of box yourself into a specific number, and if you find that can't be done when the final drawings are shown to you or alternate drawings are shown to you, then you're sort of back to square one. So given this is a preliminary, I'm wondering if that isn't a more suitable topic for the final approval after you've had some suggested drawings or some alternatives presented to you. Unless you're certain that it can go back X number of feet without modifying, losing lots or changing things substantially.
I don't remember the I remember the developer saying that he could move them. I don't know the feet, so I think that's probably good advice on asking to bring us a plan back.
Several alternatives.
It doesn't happen very often, gentlemen, but it has once or twice, and it's in my time here. You do a site plan, you can reject a site plan for that reason. If you're not satisfied when you see it, you can say, you can send it back. And I understand where Mr. Burrow's coming from. I think that's a good compromise, and I would encourage you to not hesitate if it doesn't appear adequate. Some of these things there is an element of public safety to a walking path, a sidewalk, and so on. At least it gives people a place to be where cars aren't supposed to be. Those kind of things don't bother me too much. And the setback issue, that gives the developer some flexibility. They understand what we're looking for, and it gives us the flexibility to say it's not enough. So,
in the past, there's been a couple instances where you've done it a conceptual approval and had to
come back.
Have a revised site plan come back, which you grant preliminary approval on.
All right, that's another option then. You can approve it as a concept and require a preliminary site plan to come back.
I wouldn't think that the engineers or the owner, developer, say they only moved it back 15 feet, they go do all their engineering work.
And that's a point well taken. It sounds like you're going around Robin Hood's barn, but the fact is it would probably be more efficient, less expensive for them to do it as a concept, let them come back with a with that one modification to get the preliminary, and then they're good to go, and they're not out there wondering after they've spent all their money. So, and site plans are moving through a little bit faster than 16 months, I think, so.
That's correct.
I don't think it'll be much of a delay, so. Well,
if I may make a comment on the sidewalk issue, if I remember this development correctly, the bulk of the homes were in the back part of the development, like 70% of them. There was the ones up front, and then it kind of went around in the back. Maybe a compromise on sidewalks is that the sidewalks be in front of the developed area and not all the way around the essentially the corner, the big open space that they are planning a walking trail in.
Right. If, for example, if we had sidewalks running on the residential lots.
Right. Because the big center section was open.
And that could be that could be.
If I might, the only comment I'll make with regard to sidewalks is, it's my understanding that the number of injuries and deaths or anything that bad can happen with regard to pedestrians increases with the speed of the vehicles. And regardless what the posted speed limit is, this is a very long shot of road. And chances are vehicles will be going much faster than the minimum speed limit required, and so that would increase the potential danger. So probably would be advisable to have sidewalks in some form. Again, because of the small lots, typically the higher the density, even though the gross density is 2 units an acre, the density, the size of the lots and the narrowness of the lots and the area that's actually improved is much higher density. It's over 3 units an acre. And so that's usually the break point for requiring sidewalks, somewhere around three units an acre. So what that's worth.
I think your fellow commissioners have had their way with your motion here as well. I think we need to give some thought to perhaps you might want to amend it, but it seems like Mr. Abbott's suggestion of the conceptual plan would address the sidewalk situation as well, and at least we're not, we can remain open to looking at what they have to would offer us. I don't know how we'll look to Mr. Burrell. Maybe he can help us to put that in the form of a motion.
You're talking about approving it as a conceptual today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess you can do that with the with just the additional language that the distance that is being referred to in subparagraph L, as well as the concept of sidewalks and whether and to what extent sidewalks should be required would then be considered as a part of a final review process.
Okay. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Gordon?
Thanks. That'd be my motion.
That your motion?
My motion.
Okay. Don't ask me to repeat it.
Well, I think everyone, the tape, I think, has captured it, and Mr. Abbott will capture it further. And did we have a second? We have a second. Who seconded it?
Mr. Smith.
Are you all right with it?
Second. Yes.
Okay.
Sure, indeed.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-27 OA Newton as a concept only, with further reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.